Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Experience on this 22nd day of March, 2021. After the first weekend of the NCAA tournament, well, not completely yet because there are several games today in this strange tournament that it is, starting on Friday instead of normally on Thursday. Typically, we know the Sweet 16 by this time, but we'll have to wait till the end of the night tonight to find out who all is in the Sweet 16. But, you know, we were talking about our brackets this morning and how both of us had Illinois as the winner in our brackets, and they've already lost. So we didn't even make it out of the first weekend without our champions getting knocked out, which has kind of been my history over the last couple of years. But I was curious, of all the times that you've played in these types of brackets, wherever it may be, whether it's through work or friends or whatever, have you ever won one? Have you ever won a NCAA tournament bracket?
I did. It would not an NCAA tournament. You tell me if this counts or not, but it was it was one of those pools for all the college bowl games where you rate them a confidence level, where there's, let's just say, 30 bowl games, and in the game you're most confident, you label that 30 points if you get it right, 29, all the way down to 1 in a game that you're not very confident in. I did win one of those. That probably goes back almost 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Won it with a friend, a math teacher that runs the pools out of Bayport High School. Legal pools. It was on CBS Sports and all that stuff.
Okay.
How about you?
I've won. There are two NCAA tournament many years ago, at this tavern that I used to hang out in. We had a pool that I won, and then it was before I got here, so it's been probably 15 years or so since I won one with a bunch of, and we didn't do it this year, and I don't know why, but a bunch of friends of mine from high school and stuff used to get into a pool.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we didn't do it this year. I didn't get the invite anyway. I don't know why,
I'm
but
kick
I did
you
win
out.
That one time.
Yeah,
it's tough, man.
It is tough. It's a lot of fun, and like you said, I had Illinois winning it as well. Prior to Illinois getting knocked out, after the first round was complete, I was in second or third place in our Bill and Rookie bracket buster here that we've done with the members of Fan Nation. And I believe I was in tied for first place in the Green Bay Booyah bracket.
Hmm.
Now, since then, things have changed dramatically and not for the good. And I will no longer be finishing, toward the top in either one of those because, as I said, the right side of my bracket, I only have two teams left. The left side of my bracket, I've only had two teams wrong, but my winner came from the right side of the bracket, Illinois, and it's out. Now, let me ask you this. When you get into these different contests, I'm only in three different contests this year. I'm in ours that we put together for the experience. I'm in the Green Bay Booyah one that was done on Yahoo as well. And then I'm in the Yahoo, their nationwide, worldwide contest. Mm-hmm. And I'm in that one as well. But I only do one bracket, and I always have. I'm not bracket guy that goes out and fills out 7 different brackets with different winners and different combinations. Maybe in this bracket I'll take some 12s over 5s, this one I'll do 5s over 12s, and so on and so forth. To me, I mean, it's one bracket. Pick your bracket and roll with it. Have confidence that this is your bracket and roll. So I do one in whatever contest or however many contests I'm in, that's my bracket. Sink or swim.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do now. I don't think I've always done it that way. I've done different brackets and different pools, but now I'm just one bracket guy for sure. And I never really changed them dramatically, but you try to find some upsets here and there, and then you pick one as like your upset bracket, and the other one is like your chalk bracket, I guess. I don't know, but no, this year I just did one, and that's what I've done in recent memory. I can't remember doing multiple different brackets. I'm with you though. I don't think you should be bracket guy. Stick with one. Pick your winners, roll with it.
Now, what's interesting about the way the tournament has gone this year, and I was trying to explain this to my kids, Jackson and Gabby, because mm-hmm. they did brackets at school, too. Their teachers had all the students fill out a bracket. And, of course, they all kind of went chalk because they don't really know. Jackson tried to do it a little bit different. He, you know, you could click on a team and it would tell you a little history and what they're averaging. So he did a little bit different. But, you know, they were all...
A little research.
Right.
I like it.
But they were all upset when, like, Ohio State lost and Illinois lost. They said, see, that doesn't really matter. I said, did you pick Ohio State or Illinois to win it all? And they said, no. And I said, well, you can't worry about it. Then I was trying to explain to them that about 95% of the country got Illinois and Ohio State wrong as well because they were such high seeds. So, like, that didn't bother... Honestly, Ohio State, when they went out on day one, didn't really bother me because even though I had them in the Final Four, I'm assuming 95% or more of the country or our entries had Ohio State at least going to the Elite Eight.
Right.
So it doesn't really affect you. But when your championship team, like you and I both having Illinois, gets knocked out, you're sunk.
Right. That's why you don't get too upset over the early round games because you probably only had that team winning once anyway. But in the case of Illinois, and I had a couple of others too. I had, well, I'm sure like everybody else had Ohio State probably going at least to the Sweet 16. They were number two.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
You know?
And so many under the Elite Eight, so that doesn't really kill you.
Right.
You know, my worst pick, probably, my worst pick was, outside of Illinois winning it all, my worst pick was probably Utah State, the 11 seed in the South, because I had them beating Texas Tech, then beating Arkansas before losing to Ohio State. So I had Utah State winning a couple of games. That's going to hose me. That really hurts. You know, trying to outsmart, you know, trying to find one of those double-digit seeds, trying to outsmart everybody. Right. My best pick probably was Ohio over Virginia, a 13 over a 4, the defending champs, by the way, from 2019 in the first round.
That's a good pick. I didn't pick them.
And I have Ohio losing to Creighton today, but probably as a singular pick, that's probably my best pick. Utah State, outside of the obvious, losing your champion was probably my worst pick. What about you?
Well, I didn't really have a big upset that I snipped out in the first couple days, but I do have Florida State still, and I have them going to actually the Final Four as a number four seed.
Okay, wow, that is...
Now, they scared me in the first day. They were losing to Greensboro early but came back to win. They get Colorado now. That's going to be a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, if Michigan wins today, they'll end up playing Michigan, which would be even tougher. But we shall see. I don't know that Michigan gets past LSU today. That's going to be pretty interesting.
For sure.
So, but I didn't have any major upsets that I snipped out. I went pretty much chalk. The only really one-sided, I picked Georgetown to beat Colorado in a 12-5 matchup, and that was probably the most lopsided game of the first round.
Right.
Was one of them for sure.
23-point Colorado win.
Yeah, I missed on that one for big time. Georgetown played horribly. But plenty of possibilities to go here. But hopefully a lot of people picked Illinois to win, and maybe we'll still have a chance.
Right. Now it's just about climbing the rankings as far as you can. Rooting against Gonzaga, Michigan, and Baylor, so they all get knocked out.
Really.
And then just seeing how high I can climb.
I think we're tied at 56.
We are tied for 56th place. You have a chance to get 109 total points. I have a chance to get 99 total points. So, but really the big one is we need Oklahoma to pull off the upset tonight and beat Gonzaga, because that would wipe out another 50% of the brackets. At least.
Well, I don't know. There's a chance. We'll see.
And they don't
anything
to,
can happen.
They don't necessarily have to lose tonight. They just can't win at all.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine that's been the team that was picked the most by people to win.
I had to go to the championship game.
I did, too.
But we'll see. That's why we watch.
Yep.
That's what makes the tournament so great.
It's still fun, even though I'm wiped out.
Yeah, for sure. Enjoy the games today. We'll talk more about them tomorrow and the rest of the week as the NCAA tournament rolls on. And join us each and every morning at 6 a.m. for the Bill and Rookie Experience right here on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.